Today we're going to talk about the fourth commandment. And the fourth commandment tells us that we are to honor our father and mother. But you know, the fourth commandment doesn't stop with father and mother. When God says honor our father and mother, he also means honor all those who are in authority over us as well, and who serve as leaders for us. And certainly our father and our mother serve as leaders for us, but they're not the only ones in our lifetime who teach us things, who love us, and help us grow. Who are some of the other people, maybe your family or your life, that help you learn about God, or help you learn about how to act in the world, and help you grow? Who are some of those people that help you?
Mom, Dad, besides your mom and dad.
Uncles?
Yeah.
And I guess if uncles, I guess aunts too, right?
Yeah.
And then grandparents. Yeah, grandparents. Sure, we learned a lot from our grandparents. I learned a lot from my grandparents. I didn't know very well my mom's dad, my grandson, Carlson. I didn't know him as well. He died when I was very young. What was that, 1962, Mom? 63? Yeah, I was only a toddler when he passed away, and I have one memory of my grandfather, and he used to chase us around the house with an electric razor. Oh man, it was great. My grandmother and grandfather's house was laid out in such a way you came in the door, and you could go down the hallway to the kitchen, and through the kitchen you go that way to the dining room, and hang the left, and you go through the den, and hang the left again, you go to the living room, and you go back in and make the whole lap to the front door. And my grandfather used to chase us all around there until, you know, we'd get a good lead on him, and we'd dive under the dining table, and we'd think we had it pulled. So he'd walk around and, where are those kids? Where are those kids? And he'd pull up the tablecloth, there they are, and he'd get after them, let the razor again. And you know, it was fun. It was fun. That's the only memory I have of him. I don't have very many memories of my dad's mom either. Her name was Marta, she died when I was about 8 years old, 9 years old, somewhere around there. And I don't have a whole lot of memories of her either. But I can remember when we used to go up to their house in the summertime, she would be waiting on the porch. And she knew about what time we'd get there. And when we'd drive up there, a long driveway, you could see her run into the house to tell my grandfather, they're there, they're here, they're here. And, you know, one of the things that I learned from her was take a bath. Take a bath before your parents get home. Because when we stayed at my grandparents' house, my brother-in-law used to play in his old mining town. Yeah, we used to play in the old slag piles. You don't know, there are big piles of rocks. We used to play out there, and we get pretty darn dirty. And when we come in the house, Grandma used to make us take a bath before Mom got home. We didn't always want to do it, but you know, she was Grandma, so we did. Our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, they all teach us things about life. And so the teachers and people who are authority over us keep us safe, firemen, policemen, even people in the military, all these people, God says we are to honor them. And the way that we honor them is we show them the love of God and we show them respect. And we do the things that we are to do so we don't cause that any harm on them. But instead, especially our parents, when people look at us and they see the way we live our life, we're a good reflection on parents. They can say, well, your parents are raising you right. Okay? So today, I want you to think about all the things that these people, especially your moms, your dads, your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, all these things that they've taught you and the lessons that you've learned from them and just how much they love you. And give thanks to God for their example. Okay? And also ask God that we can follow each and every day. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks for the relationships that we have with our parents, our grandparents, and those family members who watch over us and keep us safe. We also give you thanks to those people in our lives whom you have called to serve all those who are in the midst. Help us always to learn the good lessons in life from them. Help us always to be attentive to their needs so that we can honor them. And we can praise you and worship you with them in the relationship we share. This we ask, O Lord, and for all the things you see that are wholesome and good, in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And see you on the tweet.